Saram dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. We are now in the second batch of Vintage Sai Bhajans. This is an endeavor to rediscover some of the beautiful compositions that used to be sung in the Prashant Nilayam Mandir way back in the 60s and 70s. In the second batch, we have done 7 bhajans and this is the 8th bhajan, and today we have a beautiful one adoring Lord Krishna. A very beautiful melody. This is how the first line goes.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
So it is just Namavali and beautiful names of Lord Krishna. Shortly you will hear the lyrics of the bhajan. Please have your notes ready to write it down. We will then move on to learning the tune. The tune will be explained to us, will be sung to us by Brother Srinivasulu. Brother Anirudh will follow him after every line. And after that, we will dwell on the raga of the bhajan, the beat of the bhajan. And then, we will take every word of this bhajan and discuss its meaning and its significance. So here are the lyrics.
Krishna Krishna, Radha Krishna, Govinda Gopala, Venu Krishna, Mana Mohana Krishna, Madhusudana Krishna, Murari Krishna, Mukunda Krishna.
So yes, it is time now to learn how to sing this bhajan. Are you ready? Here is Brother Srinivasulu giving us a slow demonstration of how this bhajan flows.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna. Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
So that is the captivating bhajan dedicated to Lord Krishna, and now let us learn more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. Brother Anirudh is here with us to share with us his thoughts on what he thinks is so special about this bhajan. So tell us, Anirudh, what in your mind is so captivating about this bhajan?
Sairam Bishu.
Sairam.
This short and sweet bhajan is based on rag. I can say it sounds like Pilu. To me, Pilu is a Hindustani classical raga. Or if you see the Carnatic equivalent of it, it may sound similar to rag Kapi, but not exactly, because the way the raga flows in its own manner is totally different from what we have in the bhajans. Of course, we have the notes taken from these ragas, so that the feel is similar and the tune is just maintained with the notes. So The one thing which I liked in this bhajan is just a very peppy 4-line bhajan. The beat is 6-beat, which really adds a lot of color and energy to this bhajan.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
And I can really imagine that the dhandiya beats.
Yes.
That kind of beats, and like, you know, how the Rasalila
yes.
happened. This kind of, we can imagine these visual
beautiful
scenes when we
yes.
render this bhajan.
Yes. And very easily, all those beautiful imagery of Krishna dancing with the Gopalas
yeah.
and Gopikas come very naturally as you sing this bhajan.
Yeah. So, what comes to my mind is when you ask me what is so captivating in this bhajan is Krishna and dance.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
yes.
It's a nice, as I said, it's a peppy bhajan.
And there is a lot of music also. It is Venu Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna is there dancing and playing the flute.
Yeah, of course. And if you look at the music aspect, it's a beautifully composed in such a way that it's like alternate major, minor, major, minor. So the first line is
Krishna, Krishna, Radha, Krishna.
Then it changes to minor.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Again it goes back to major.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna Murari Krishna.
It's something like Krishna is playing hide and seek with
yes.
us. You know.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Wow. I just can't but think about what would have gone in the mind of the composer, you know?
Yeah.
Something really very beautiful would have been playing, dancing in his mind for him
yeah.
to come up with something so beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yes, let us get to the swaras, because I think it'll make it even more interesting as we discover this bhajan.
Yeah, so as I said, the transitions in the major to minor, it'll become more clear when we tell which is Shuddhga.
Ga
and Komal Ga.
Ga Re Sa.
So let's take the first line.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Ga Ma Ri Ri Ga Ri Ga Ma Ga Ri Sa. Ma Pa Ma Ga Ma Ga Ma Ri Ri Ga Ri Ga Ma Ga Ri Sa. Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna Sagari Sanida Dasa Sa Sa. Sagari Sanida Dasa Sa Sa. Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna Sasari mama 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 pada pama gama garisa. Sasari mama 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 pada pama gama garisa. Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna. Sari ri ri garisa sani sani danisa. Sari re re ga ni sa sa ni sa ni da ni sa.
So, having listened to the swaras, you would have seen there are so many swaras coming up with different notes like Komal, Shuddh, suddenly shifting in between. So, the second and the fourth line seems to be little, like having more number of swaras than the first and the two, the first and the third.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna Sagari Sanidasa Dasa Sasa.
So one common mistake which we make in this line is
Venu Krishna,
because it goes from
Dasa Sasa.
So the first time when you sing this bhajan, people might follow
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna Venu Krishna.
So that is one probable mistake. So the tune is
Sagare Sanidadasa Venu Krishna.
And in the fourth line, again it's similar to the second line.
Murari Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Here it is there. Here the way it is, the Shuddha and the Komal knees come. You have those notations.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Beautiful. And as you discussed before, the unique thing about this bhajan is that it's in such a peppy beat.
Yeah.
The 6-beat bhajan. And 6-beat bhajans always add so much of vibrancy to a bhajan session.
Yeah.
So let's discuss the beat now.
Yeah, as you told, it is 6-beat, which is Dadra in the Hindustani classical music. Or we call it Rupaka Talam in the Carnatic classical music. We can have the count as like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, which makes to 6. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Manamohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Murari Krishna Mukunda Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna. Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
One only feels very grateful to Bhagwan for having given us this opportunity to discover such a beautiful bhajan that he himself used to love listening to in those yesteryears. Beautiful memories flood back as you listen to such lovely tunes. Are there any other bhajans which has a similar flavor on it?
Yeah, there is one bhajan which I thought of sharing. Especially I got reminded after doing the beat, which of course falls in the same
Mana bangaru parte baba Mana sringara vadana saaye.
It sounds similar. Of course, it has more Komal notes and coming into like dha and other. This is more Telugu oriented bhajan.
Yes.
Yeah. And one more we have.
Nanda Nanda Mukunda Gopala.
Then the shift to major.
Murali Mohana Sham Gopala.
Again to minor.
Sham Gopala.
So we can have these as examples, because in all these bhajans you find the most common thing is the major minor shifts. And of course, lying in this domain of notes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Let's now pause and reflect on this bhajan. Let's take every word of this bhajan, every line of this bhajan, and contemplate on what it means to us, what it could convey to us. Let's take the first line.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna.
Isn't just the name Krishna so captivating? Karshate iti Krishna. That which attracts is Krishna. Krishna is one who captivates you, one who fills you with joy. Many years ago, Bhagwan himself had written a play, Radha Bhakti. It was about the love of Radha for Krishna. In fact, this was staged in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan on the glorious occasion of his 60th birthday in 1985. For days together, Swami himself dictated the dialogues of this drama to the students in the interview room. He gave the songs too and their tunes. He selected the characters and the cast, and it is he who literally directed the entire play. For all those who were part of it, of course, there is no end to their experiences. It was a very, very intense experience for each one of them. Swami picked S. Kumar to play the role of Radha. Of course, all the feminine roles in the drama, be it Radha, Gopikas or Satyabhama or Rukmini, every role was played only by the boys. And whether S. Kumar is a gifted singer, and Swami spent a lot of time with him teaching these songs, because he had to sing many beautiful songs. He being Radha had to convey so many emotions, and Swami was teaching him how each song should be rendered in the right manner. Swami explained to him at length the unmatched and unblemished love of Radha, how Radha, Arad, Dhara and Adhar, meaning worship, support, stream, all these beautiful connotations of love were so beautifully indicated, so beautifully latent in the very name Radha itself. And Swami said, when you think of Radha, there should be no trace of anything other than joy. It should only be tears of joy in your heart, because that is how Radha was. There was one scene where Radha is separated from the whole village. She is not allowed to see Krishna, and at this point she sings a very sad song. She pours her indescribable pain into that song. She pines for Krishna. And when Brother S. Kumar was singing this song, Swami said, no, why are you so sad when you are uttering Krishna's name? Radha was not like this. Even though it is a sad song, when the word Krishna appears, Radha sang that name with joy, because Krishna meant nothing other than joy for her. Krishna is only Ananda. Krishna is only bliss. You can have a sad song, but Krishna has to be sung with joy. No utterance of Krishna should be without happiness and bliss. No utterance of any name of the Lord should be without love and joy. Only then the name will lift us and uplift us. And with Krishna's name, it is very easy, because the name itself is so mesmerizing, isn't it? So in this line, we chant the name of this enchanting Krishna, the most beautiful name, Krishna, Krishna, the beloved of Radha. Let's move on to the second line.
Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
Govinda and Gopala refer to the one who looks after Go. Go means many things, cows, souls, Mother Earth and so on. These are very significant names of the Lord which hail him as the caretaker of all beings and all things of this creation. Govinda, Gopala, that is why these names are so often used, and so powerful they are. Venu means flute. Krishna is known as Venu Krishna because he loved to play the flute. There is a story that is narrated about the flute. Apparently, every day Krishna would go into the garden and say to all the plants there, I love you, I love you, I love you, dear one. And the plants also would swing merrily and respond, Krishna, we love you too. So it was a beautiful love story of the created and the creator. But one day, Krishna rushed to the garden and he was looking very alarmed. He was looking for something. He was very concerned. He needed something, and every plant was worried. What is wrong with Krishna? What happened to Krishna today? Can we help Krishna? And the bamboo shouted, Krishna, is there anything that I can do for you? Please don't be so sad. tell, what do you want? And Krishna said, it's okay Bamboo, you cannot do it, it's very difficult, leave it. But the bamboo persisted, Krishna, I love you, I can do anything for you, really, please tell me. And Krishna says, no bamboo, I know you love me, but this is not easy, just let it be. And now the bamboo cried, Krishna, you don't trust me. Krishna, you have no idea of what you mean to me. You have no idea of how much I love you. I can give myself to you, Krishna. Please tell me what you want. And Krishna looks deep into the bamboo and says, really? You think you can do it? And the bamboo says, why do you even doubt Krishna? Then Krishna says, well, then here is what I need. I need all of you, the complete you. I need everything of you and much more for you to endure. And the bamboo says, when I say yes, Krishna, it is always yes. And then Krishna reveals, my dear bamboo, you will be cut. Everything inside you will be removed. There will be nothing of you inside. It will be very hard on you, bamboo. And not just that, I will have to drill a hole into you. It's going to be very painful. And this process will go on till the hole is round and perfect. And it does not stop there, because it's not just one hole. You have to go through this torture several times. Nothing of you will remain, bamboo. It will only be pain and pain for you. And the bamboo said, Krishna, it is you who will be drilling the holes, isn't it? Why should I worry? For me, what matters is your touch. I know, Krishna, you will be there with me, and I will be with you. And that is all that matters to me. I can go through anything, Krishna. I'm all yours. Please make use of me. I love you, Krishna. And that is how the flute came into being. And that is how Krishna became Venu Krishna. Once the flute was completely made and Krishna started playing it on his lips, now all the gopis wondered, oh my God, how did the flute get there? Their attention now was more on the flute than on Krishna. They could not imagine how the flute becomes so close to Krishna that Krishna never leaves it even for a second. When Krishna is happy, he breathes through the flute and lovely music emerges. At other times, he keeps the flute tied to him on his waist. He even sleeps with it. He holds it. He plays with it. Every gopi wanted to be what the flute is. And they wanted to know the secret. So one day, they cornered the flute and they asked him, tell us, what is the secret? How can we also become a part of Krishna like you are? And the flute said, there is no secret, dear sister. I just gave myself up, expecting nothing. But now, he lifts me up and gives me everything. Maybe there is so much to learn from the flute. For each one of us in our spiritual journey. And to only remind us of this process, of this endeavor, and of this bliss. Krishna likes to be called Venu Krishna. And this is what is the meaning of the second line. Let's move on to the third line.
Manamohana Krishna, Madhusudana Krishna.
Manamohana means one who is enchanting, one who enraptures our mana or our minds. In the book Anyathashanam Nasti, the author Mrs. Vijayamma writes about the wonderful Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna celebrations during the Dasara festival in 1961. Various sacred rituals, talks by eminent Vedic scholars and cultural programs, all of this added to the splendor of the celebrations. Among the various talks was one by a great scholar named Kaluri Veerabhadra Shastri. His expounding of sacred texts was something that people were extremely fond of in those days. He was an expert in lecturing on the Bhagavatam, or the stories of the glory of Lord Vishnu and his various incarnations. During his talk, the scholar described how when Krishna played the flute, wherever they were, cowherds would leave their chores and come rushing to him. How the gopikas who would be serving dinner to their husbands would suddenly forget everything and rush to Krishna. How mothers who were feeding their babies would just forget everything and gather around Krishna. How ladies while churning buttermilk would abandon their job halfway and follow Krishna. How everyone had no awareness of their bodies whenever they heard the flute of Krishna. And so Mr. Shastri explained all this in great detail. But somehow, even though he was narrating all this, there was a doubt in him about the possibility of such devotion to the Lord. It seemed very unrealistic. It seemed that this is okay for poetry, but perhaps was not true. And Bhagwan, who was listening to Mr. Shastri, suddenly looked at him and laughed. And then, looking at the loosened hair of the scholar, Swami said, "Hey Shastri, first tie your hair in a knot." And then Swami pointed to his dhoti and said, "Your dhoti also has slipped a bit, be careful." Only then Mr. Shastri realized how he was not even aware of what had happened to his hair or what had happened to his dhoti. He immediately fell at the feet of Bhagwan and he said, "Swami, I am not ashamed of admitting my error. In spite of talking about the love of gopikas with so much of description, I somehow did not believe it myself. But you have proved to me now what is devotion. You have proved to me how it is only our ignorance that fails to see the devotion of the pious gopis. The Bhagavata is a text which can only purify us. And you today have purified my being." So that is Manamohana Krishna, who enchants and purifies us. Madhusudana comprises of Madhu and Sudana. Madhu means one which is sweeter than honey. And what is sweeter than honey? Bhagwan says it is our ego. So Madhusudana means one who is the slayer of our ego. So in this line, we adore the Lord who is the most captivating one and the one who purifies our soul. Let's move on to the last line.
Murari Krishna, Mukunda Krishna.
Lord Krishna is hailed here as Murari because he vanquished the demon Mura. But the inner meaning of Mura is, in Sanskrit, Mura means to cover, and all of us are covered by the ignorance of our true nature. We think of ourselves as the body. Unlike gopikas, we do not think of ourselves as the Atma or the eternal soul. And because Krishna destroys our ignorance, he is called Murari. He is also called Mukunda because he grants us mukti or liberation. Liberation from this worldly existence. So in this line, we call out to the one who enlightens us and who emancipates us. So that gives us some understanding of the beautiful names of Lord Krishna in this bhajan. There is much more to it. The more you dwell on it, the more beautiful these names become to us, and more powerful they become in sanctifying us. Dear listeners, let us pour ourselves into these names as we sing this bhajan. As we move on to the last part of this program, let us sing this bhajan once again with all the students of Bhagwan's University as it is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir.
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna,
Krishna Radha Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna, Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna, Venu Krishna, Mohana Krishna, Madhusudana Krishna, Manamohana Krishna, Madhusudana Krishna, Murari Krishna, Mukunda Krishna, Krishna Mukunda Krishna, Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna, Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna, Mohana Krishna Madhusudana Krishna, Madhusudana Krishna,
Madhusudana Krishna,
Murari Krishna, Mukunda Krishna, Murari Krishna, Mukunda Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radha Krishna, Govinda Gopala Venu Krishna.
That brings us to the end of this episode. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to us. Please feel free to send in your emails to listener@radiosai.org. With heart full of gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, merciful, beloved Bhagwan.